Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Jeff Goodman joins us here from Stadium and Field of 68 at Goodman Hoops. Jeff, appreciate carving out a couple minutes. I know busy news today. I know you're traveling and doing a bunch of other stuff. Thank you so much for joining us. How's everything going?
Everything is good. Just got back home.
Good.
And bracing for, I guess, I don't know, the weekend. So can't wait for that. That's going to be really...
Yeah, I
get the hell out of here.
Yeah, Lexington had like, what, 8 inches or whatever it was, Jack, a couple weeks ago, and it shut the city down for an entire weekend. So
yeah, they'll be going to school 3 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Going to school like the next day here. So.
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Western New York, outside Buffalo, you know. Actually. So yeah. I actually know, and I would never go back, and that's why it's the armpit of the country. Anyway, Jeff Goodman joins us here on ESPN 680 1057. Yeah. Just introductory thoughts here. Middle of the season. Did not expect that. I mean, obviously, there has been some bad blood between U of L and Chris Mack for quite a while, but it's really picked up with the fans in the last 10 to 12 games. I'm surprised this is where we are. How surprised are you, and what do you make of the situation here?
You know, I'm shocked if you had told me this, you know, 2 years ago. I'm not as surprised a week ago. You know, I felt like it was certainly trending this way, and there was no shot that Chris Mack was going to come back beyond the season. Did I think, you know, he'd make it through the end of the season? Yeah, I thought, you know, they in a crappy ACC, they'd win enough games to kind of be in the mix for, you know, in
something.
The bubble or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, like hanging around at least where you'd still feel like these are good, relevant games. But, you know, the team's not good. You could see they – part of it was, I think, him understanding that he lost the team and the team lost him. Mm-hmm. You know, it was kind of a mutual deal there where, right, neither one felt like they wanted to be with each other. So almost at the point where, all right, let's just do it now. What's the point? It's not going to be a great experience if Chris Mack's not invested. So I think, really, I think it was more his side that went to the Louisville interim AD and basically said, hey, you know what, let's do it now.
That is the prevalent notion, and Jeff Goodman with us, and I'm interested to see what we are going to find out. When you mention his side, I mean, that throws into, I know he lost the team. Did Chris Mack quit on this team? What does that say about him? Do you think he will catch flack for that, him initiating that? You know, if a coach gets fired in the middle of the season, there's lots of old coaches on TV, Jeff, that like to bash the school when that happens, and now it could be the coach initiating that. I don't remember the last time we saw that. What does that say about it?
Mark Turgeon just did it at the beginning of the year. So, you know, he basically said, I'm done and quit on Maryland 9 games into the year. I think this one's a little bit different. I think Chris would have finished out the year, but ultimately I think he felt like it was the best thing for everybody involved. You know, and if kind of like Maryland, kind of knew it was going to happen at the end of the year. Why not just do it now if the coach isn't 100% in, all in? Just do it now. Give Mike Pegues an opportunity. He already had one at the beginning of the season. See if maybe he can light a fire under this team a little bit and give the kids a little bit better experience down the stretch here. But it's crazy. I mean, listen, it's crazy how this thing flips so quickly. And
it is. It's unbelievable, you know, Jeff. It's unbelievable.
2 years ago. Right?
Well, Jeff, here's the thing. People backed Chris Mack. Like, I know you put on Twitter about the 6-game suspension. The majority of fans and media, I mean, like, you know, 90-some percent, they backed Chris Mack, and then the team went 5-1, whatever it was. And then right when he came back, they lost to Michigan State. They barely beat NC State. They had to have that Mack Cross game winner in the corner, and then they lost to DePaul, and then it's been a little bit, you know, it's been a free fall. But since then, I mean, it's only been like the last 10 games that the fans haven't liked Chris Mack. They backed Chris Mack in the middle of this season. This season,
well, you
Jeff.
Know what? I just thought, honestly, I thought it was complete BS. did to him over the Dino Gaudio situation. I still don't understand how some national media people can look at those violations and think they're anything more than, like, complete garbage. Like, personalizing videos, recruiting videos, having a GA on the court at the wrong time practicing or working out with the guys. Who cares? Like, that's such nonsense. To me, I felt like at that point, boy, like, if Dino Gaudio is going to come up with something, you're worried he's going to come up with, like, paying players or something like that.
right.
To me, it was almost like, okay, we know we're not really cheating, because if that's all Dino's got on, Chris, over the last 4 years, then there's obviously really nothing. Again, to suspend him for 6 games for not having somebody from well, human resources or whatever, from, you know, not in the room when he fired Dino, you know, again, the bottom line in all this is not go to the tournament 2 years in a row at Louisville, even in a pandemic.
Right.
Even in a pandemic, that's what it shows you, and that's legitimate for Louisville fans. And again, I think a lot of people know my relationship with Chris Mack. I know him well. I really like Chris a lot. But you've got to have results, even in a pandemic. And their talent is sucked. But listen, you put Murray State up against Louisville right now, I think Murray State's talent over Louisville's talent. It's not good enough. And they missed on that whole class in 2019.
Yep.
Other than David Johnson, who you, me, and my daughter could have gotten to stay at Louisville, who else did they get that's been, I mean, Nickelberry transfers, right?
No, Aina Gahan is at Grand Canyon. Yeah. Quinn Szczynski's at Iona. Sam Williamson has not panned out. Jalen Withers has been one of the bigger busts in the ACC. Josh Nickelberry transferred to LaSalle. And even Jeff, even the year after that, J.J. Traynor, you know, he hasn't played. He's going to transfer. Dre Davis is he's a nice bench player. Gabe Wisnitzer is not an ACC player. His first 2 years, I really think he was able to patch with the transfer portal, and I think that caught up to him this season by not having cohesion and not having the talent. It finally caught up to him.
And the staff was completely dysfunctional. That's the other part, is the staff was so dysfunctional, and people looked at it as, you know, the staff wasn't good enough, and that was part of it, right? I mean,
sure.
The talent level on the team also warranted, you could say what you want, shouldn't have fired Luke Murray and Dino Gaudio. But when you looked at the talent on the roster, and we just went through the 2019 and 20 recruiting classes, and they were terrible, right?
Yeah.
The numbers said they were good in 2019, but obviously it didn't pan out. So I think Chris Mack felt like, I got to make some moves, because these guys, not only they're not getting me good enough talent, like each other.
Right. Right, we got to play a different style. Now, I think a lot of things that happened, Jeff, in this last offseason had it stinks of more desperation as we look back in time. Jeff Goodman with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. I mean, you know Chris Mack. How desirable do you think he will be next season? What kind of place do you think would want him? I know it's obviously we have no idea who's going to leave, get fired, move jobs, etc. But you think he'll be back into the game here pretty soon?
I think if he wants to, but I don't think he's going to want to. I think you're going to see Chris Mack saying, "I'm retired. I'm not just out for a year. I'm retired." Now that could change.
Really?
That could change. But yes, it would not surprise me at all if Chris Mack never coaches another college basketball game. It would not surprise me. I think it's a 50-50 deal on that.
What do you think? He's just burnt out? He's a good coach. He's a young guy.
Yeah, he's a hell of a coach. I mean, again, he went, 7 out of 8 years, 8 out of 9 years at Xavier, 2 out of 4 at Louisville. Again, last year, they didn't have great talent. Like, in the mix, they weren't far off from getting in the NCAA tournament in a COVID year. Again, when you bring in and your best players arrive for a transfer at Louisville, you're probably in trouble.
Yeah, well, that's probably the case. Jeff Goodman with us at Goodman Hoops. Quickly, before we get you out of here, and do appreciate the time, Bruce Pearl's name's kicked around. Listen, there's a lot of names. I mean, there's guys.
Yes.
Listen,
yes.
I want a lot of jobs, Jeff, but they have to want me, and then we have to come to, I mean, you know how
that's
this
right.
goes.
That's
so,
right.
so, yes, Bruce Pearl might be interested, but UofL with some of the NCAA stuff, and then the buyout.
They can't hire them.
Well, yeah, right. And then the buyouts for some of these guys are just through the roof, and so – you know, I've talked Chris Holtmann because his buyout is very little. Obviously, Kenny Payne is going to be a top name. So what do you think of who actually makes sense for U of L? And obviously, one of those names is going to be Kenny Payne.
Kenny Payne will be on the short list. We know that.
Right.
Right? To me, you start, and again, you're not getting these guys, but you have to do your due diligence if you're the interim AD. You call Scott Drew. Make sure. Like, Indiana never did it last year. Call Scott Drew and, hey, I know you're probably happy at Baylor, but, like, we got to make the call. Call Brad Stevens. Coaching now with the Celtics. You want to get back in coaching? My guess is Brad Stevens is going to coach again in the NBA. Mm-hmm. But, again, make him say no. They're going to say no, but you make him say no. Then you go to Mick Cronin. He's not a Rick Pitino guy. Like, Kevin Willard is a Rick Pitino guy. Mick Cronin is not. He was only there a couple years. Does he love it? I was out there a month or so ago, and he seems to love it out there, and I don't blame him right this time of year.
It's 25 degrees. Yeah, I mean, we're not you at Boston, but we're 25 degrees and miserable. We haven't seen the sun in a month and a half. Yeah,
I know. I was just in Chicago, I know the deal in the Midwest. I know it well. Trust me. My daughter's looking at all Big Ten schools.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm saying, please no. Please go somewhere warm. So Mick Cronin would be a guy, again, make him say no. Pearl, I don't think either way. Look at it from Louisville's perspective. He's had two NCAA issues.
Right.
Look at it from his perspective. He's got it rolling. He can do whatever the hell he wants down in Auburn, and they're going to pay whatever Louisville pays.
Yeah, and they didn't even say, oh, yeah, by the way, we acknowledge we have the notice of allegations. They just pushed through. He got two games, and they're the number one team in the country, and they just beat Kentucky, and they survived last night. All right, last one for Jeff Goodman. Two things. NCAA, is that overblown as U of L now looks for a coach, and they have an interim athletic director? To me, that's a huge story and a scary one potentially for a coach. What do you make of those two things as Louisville now begins to, you know, look and interview people in the next few months?
I've heard Josh Hurd's good. Like, I don't know him at all. I don't even know if that's how you pronounce his name. Is it Hurd?
It is, yes. Yeah.
Okay. I've heard he's a good guy, and it's pretty sharp. He'll probably make the decision with the help, I would assume, of a search firm, you know, because, again, he's the interim president, there's too many questions. NCAA, still doesn't help matters. You're not getting an elite, like, you're not getting you or Jay Wright or
right.
Scott Drew. Like, none of those guys are coming, so you better figure it out. The names, you know, to me, that I think you're going to look at the end of the day are guys like maybe Chris Holtmann, that his bio drops a bunch. Eric Musselman, if you pay him enough money. Steve Forbes has done a great job at Wake Forest so far. Those are like, but you got to find the right guy that can handle Louisville, too.
Right, right. Yeah.
Musselman, that's what I'm saying. Holtmann, I don't think, is good for Louisville. I think he fits better at Ohio State. Like, Musselman, handle Louisville. Forbes can handle Louisville. You better find that. Like, Mac, I think, could handle it. I just don't know if he always – I don't know. It's hard to explain with Chris.
Yeah, it was just silly. It was just silly stuff. Like, he just separated himself from some people that he didn't really need to, right? And even some people in the local media. I don't know. It was just a bunch of little things kind of added up to unhappiness over the last couple years, you know?
Well,
I mean, that's just what it was. Yeah,
play the game.
Exactly.
Sometimes you better play the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff, appreciate the time on a busy day. Continued success there at Stadium, and great stuff there. Field of 68. I know you guys on radio and everything, so that's some good stuff as well. We'll talk down the line, and enjoy all the college games as we're in the meat of the conference schedule. Thank you so much.
No, thanks for having me. Appreciate it, and enjoy talking every day about who the next Louisville coach is going to be.
Yes, there we go.